Welcome back to the Voice Study Break. I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
I'm the editor-in-chief, Angeline Schmelzer.
And I'm the voice editor, Daniel Kearns.
In the spirit of April Fool's Day, we're going to be having a little bit of fun here on the podcast today. So one thing before we start, though, that I'd actually like to acknowledge is that we are actually a second place podcast according to the Illinois College Press Association Awards. So you are listening to an award-winning podcast.
Yes, you are.
And if you have been a listener, we thank you again for our continued success and hope you'll stick with us in the future.
Yes, let's get a first place win, everybody. Keep on the support. We love it. And we'll continue in the following years. You won't hear my voice or Jay's.
Or mine.
You'll hear Daniel's.
And I think he's got a...
I'm feeling the pressure now, guys.
Thanks. No, I was just going to say that I think you have a very strong presence on this podcast, and I appreciate your input. So I'm glad that you're going to be taking over. I trust you completely with our baby that we launched.
I mean, come on. We got second place based on a podcast that we talked about. What was it, about Taylor Swift
and then vegetarianism,
where yes. I say beaver butt juice, like, quite a bit. So if that could get second place, I have very high hopes for the future.
But moving on into our April Fool's section, we have all come to this podcasting tonight with a list of articles, some real, some fake, all absolutely absurd, and we are going to take turns guessing which of our articles are real or fake. So I'm going to kick off this list with a few additions. And now I have 5 total. 4 of these are real. 1 of them is fake. And I want you guys to guess. All right, so the first one. Historic Dutch bridge to be dismantled so that Jeff Bezos' yacht can pass through. Dutch vowed to egg his yacht in protest.
I've definitely heard about the bridge being taken down to make, or talked about being taken down to make room for Jeff Bezos' yacht. I didn't hear about the eggs, though.
Do you think this is real or fake, Angeline?
I don't know. I feel like anything could be real yet bizarre when it comes to...
Okay, I'll let you guess at the end. Second one. 1 terabyte of furry pornography found on South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's government drive. He claims that it was a liberal hacker who planted it there to damage his chance of re-election in 2023.
That's a tough one. I mean, could Senator Lindsey Graham, who's all about family values, be in possession of a large collection of furry porn? Who's to say?
Let's hear the others, and then I'll let you take a guess. A North Carolinian, is that how we'd say Carolinian?
Sure.
Dog named Fezco, who was abandoned at an animal shelter for being gay, has finally been adopted by a gay couple who renamed him Oscar after the homosexual British playwright.
Interesting.
Okay, well, I'll continue on 2 more. Dyson vacuums to launch air purifying mask with noise-canceling headphones. The idea was obtained from snorkeling and has been in the works since 2016. Did they predict it, or is this a fake article? And last one, Chris Rock rocked by Will Smith at the Oscars after a jab at Jada Pinkett Smith's lack of hair from her battle with alopecia.
Well, I think we all know that. That's a real story.
We all know that's real, but I had to include it just so we could discuss it. Derailing from our actual topics. Do you think that Chris Rock was in the wrong, Will Smith was in the wrong, mutually in the wrong, who was more in the wrong? What is your take on that?
Did Chris Rock know that Jada Pinkett Smith's baldness was because for medical reasons?
At the same time, was he actually making fun of her for being bald? Because she was in a movie called G.A. Jane 1, I think.
Was she in it? I thought that movie was with Demi Moore.
Oh, then I completely am wrong. I thought she was in it originally. So again, the thing is hair off limits when you're making a jab at somebody? As a comedian, Chris Rock was there to be funny. Are celebrities above being made fun of? Because technically, I guess, I don't know. Do you think the joke was misplaced? Do you think it was funny?
I mean, I don't know. Because
Will Smith laughed at it at first.
He did.
Yeah, and then he saw that his wife was mad, and then he made a big deal out of it. But what I don't get is the Academy's reaction, because they're thinking about maybe expelling him or taking away his Best Actor win. Like, Harvey Weinstein is in jail, and they didn't take away his Oscars. And he has a whole bunch for producing all these, you know, highbrow movies. So maybe they shouldn't be going this far.
Yeah, I agree. Also, who was it? There was a director who won Best Director as he was on the, like, run from law enforcement agency for... Roman Polanski, yes. He literally won Best Director, and someone had to accept the award in his stead because he was literally hiding from authorities because he was, like, going to be charged with sexually assaulting a minor. So, again, I feel like it's a little obnoxious. At the same time, part of me thinks this is a publicity stunt from the Oscars to get people to watch the Oscars. Because that whole thing felt super awkward and staged.
Yeah, it did feel staged, and that's why it's like, although I didn't watch it in real time, watching the clips from it, it almost looks like Chris Rock is, like, leaning in.
His
hand stayed behind his back. Like, also, this is a room full of professional actors. Both of these are professional actors that know how to make a fight scene look real. So a part of me just feels like it wasn't that, like, it just...
No, again, I
feel I'm not like, convinced that it was 100% authentic.
And also this, like, thing about stripping him of his Oscar, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does happen, I'm going to say that this encounter was obviously very real. However, I think it was staged to get people to watch the Oscars. Because the Oscars buzz has died in recent years. Mm-hmm. People don't really care about the Oscars anymore. All of a sudden, Will Smith hits Chris Rock. People are looking at the Oscars, watching
trending
like crazy.
Trending on Twitter. Like,
yeah, the viewing figures shot up. I saw the graphic of, like the ratings steadily going down throughout the ceremony, and then Will Smith hits Chris Rock and they shoot up.
And people start watching because they're like, oh my gosh, Will Smith just hit Chris Rock.
Anything could happen.
Exactly, exactly. So I think, I feel like it's a publicity stunt. I don't know.
And then even all this Oscars, it's just more buzz to make it seem like it was authentic and not a publicity stunt. But no, I don't
exactly.
know. I'm still not convinced. I guess the, I don't know, call me cynical, but I'm not convinced that this was a very real altercation. I feel like the...
I also think staged. I also believe it's staged. But back to our main list. Obviously, that one is real. But out of the Dyson Air Vacuum noise-canceling headphone mask, the North Carolina gay dog, the terabyte of free pornography on Lindsey Graham's computer, or the historic Dutch bridge to be dismantled so that Jeff Bezos' yacht can pass through, which one do you think is the fake one?
As much as I hate to say it, I think the Lindsey Graham's furry porn is the fake one. Because I did hear about the gay dog getting adopted.
And you also kind of knew about the Dutch bridge being dismantled.
Yeah. What do you think, Angeline?
I don't know. I'll agree with the furry porn.
Dang it. I really tried to make it sound realistic. That was the fake one. Everything else was real. All right. Who's next? Who wants to go? Are you going to go, Angeline?
I can go, sure. Okay, so the first story I have is about someone that was on The Price is Right 37 times and... Hold on. And it sparked massive controversy and basically was the inspiration for a documentary because...
Of the absurd amount of times.
Of the absurd amount of times that he was on it and how much money he won and everything else like that.
37 seems excessive. That sounds kind of fake.
Yeah, he was on The Price is Right set 37 times and became notorious for shouting correct bids to other contestants on the show to help them win money. So he wasn't necessarily on the show, but he was on the set and would help the contestants win money. And he even would help one that would go on to be the first ever Perfect Showcase showdown bid. So.
Ooh.
That
might be real, but that's contingent upon him being extremely knowledgeable about the items.
I mean, they did that on How I Met Your Mother when Barney was convinced that Bob Barker was his real dad.
Yeah.
So if Neil Patrick Harris can do it, anyone can do it.
All right, what are the other ones, Angeline?
All right, the other one is... Billiards is going to come out with a new ball for to play pool with. There will be a number 16 balls, not 16 balls, the 16th ball, and it will have like an argyle pattern to it instead of so that it won't be confused between the stripes and the solids.
Why does it exist?
They just think that it's something that they need it to do, and they'll change the rules for it too.
This sounds fake.
Is it like when you're late in the marriage and you decide to spice things up?
Maybe, yeah. Okay, so it was announced during a live stream, and they said that they were changing the composition of the balls, the size of the table, they first thought they would try changing that, but they thought, like, in the end, they would just add another ball and, you know, see what would happen, see if they could spark some fun out of it.
I'm going to say it's fake because I don't think that anybody that plays pool knows how to make a live stream.
I'm going to say it's fake. You lost me at Argyle. Although I can definitely see them all of a sudden trying to, like, spice up their game. But the thing is, you don't need to spice up billiards. It's existed for so long, you don't need to change it.
Right. Okay. And then the third story is that a veteran won $4 million on the lottery because he put in the numbers that was on a fortune cookie. So...
Ooh, I believe that, actually.
He went... It was in North Carolina.
Of course, everything happens in North Carolina. Jeez.
So he just went on a whim and played the ticket that was on, you know, the fortune cookie. And, yeah.
I believe that. I think the billiard ball one is a lie.
I also think that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
on a satiric site called Hard Drive, which is for like video games, and games is basically like the Onion for these types of groups.
It's somewhat believable. I think the Argyle is what lost me.
There were honestly some quotes too that were just like very much like, finally, the update, we need it to bring the game into the future. My grandpa is gonna be so excited. Like, just like the how it's written, it's, yeah. I mean, it's fun. And thank you. This article comes courtesy from my father. I did not find this on my own. My dad is in a billiards league, so he plays pool avidly and just wanted to double check to make sure that it was indeed satire. And it is. And I think he knew that, too. He's a very smart man. He knew that it was fake.
Thank you, Angeline's dad. All right, I suppose it's your turn, Daniel.
All right. So first one for you to... ponder. A middle school called on Gordon Ramsay to help after being short on cooks.
Did he help them?
Yeah, and this is coming out of Biggleswade, England.
I almost asked if Gordon Ramsay was British, but now I feel stupid. Now I'm an idiot sandwich.
That's great.
You know, bro, I could actually see this being real. It seems like the heartwarming publicity stunt a celebrity would do. I think this might be real.
Yeah, I think so too, mostly because I came across it when I Googled bizarre stories.
Okay, yeah, I was not aware of this topic, and I was looking these up in 5 minutes, so I'm sorry if they're not as well-researched as having my dad handpick articles for me, Angeline.
He sent me this, like, weeks ago, and when Jay told me about it, I was like, boom, okay, I have a fake story for everyone.
All right, continue, Daniel.
O.J. Simpson says, I understand why Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars.
This has to be real. This has to be real. I could see some reporter going, you know, we need to ask all the people who would get the views. We got to ask Casey Anthony. We got to ask O.J. Simpson. I could see this. I literally could see this. I could literally see this happening. I feel like that's real.
And finally... popular new TikTok influencer teaches teens to tie nooses.
Oh, that sounds so real as well. Oh, God, that sounds very real. I can see that easily happening. Although I feel like I would hear more about it if that was real.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been everywhere. I feel like this is someone that wanted to spark controversy over TikTok and then came up with this and then it didn't hit.
I feel like this would be some sort of like Womblands level drama. Have you guys heard about Womblands?
No, what's that?
It has been a whole debacle on social justice TikTok. So Modern Warrior makes content about indigenous people, land back. He, like, I don't know if you ever heard the term, like, hey, colonizer. Like, he's the person who, like, coined that term for his, like, channel or his TikTok. And he recently like over some period of time, met up, went out with, gosh, I forget her name, but she's also apparently another famous like middle-aged influencer. But allegedly during this time, he was also seeing other women, which brought up topics about informed consent. She thought that they were monogamous. She thought that they were exclusive. They weren't exclusive. Then she claimed that he had gotten her pregnant, but that wasn't true because he'd had a vasectomy. So that wouldn't be possible. So then people were like, you were kind of lying for the drama, aren't you? So again, now
it's... Am I the drama?
Am I the drama? So now it's this debacle. Like, do you support Modern Warrior? Or is there some truth to what this woman said? And then people on, like, TikTok have been taking sides. And a lot of people who, like, make content are kind of, like, been, like, pitted against each other and making... Again, it's led to, like, larger discussions. I don't know if you guys know who Tversia is.
No, I don't have TikTok.
No. Well, she's another large social justice TikToker. She came under fire for saying that the impact of this, like, womblands wasn't as big as people said it was, and that racism had been around, and that this wasn't necessarily, like, a gateway to, like, discuss racism. But then people said, that's not your place to judge, and then she apologized, and then Aunt Karen also spoke up. Again, it was a debacle. But, that was played out on TikTok for 2 weeks, and I feel like this would have been just as big. So that's why I feel like this has to be the fake story.
Angeline? Yeah, I agree. I think that the TikToker showing people how to create news is a fake story.
Is it?
Yeah, I got it from The Onion.
Well, that's why it sounded surreal.
Yeah.
That is why it sounded surreal.
The O.J. Simpson, that is real. He was not asked. He put forth his opinion on his own in a video on his Twitter. I watched it yesterday. He started off, as he usually does in his weird Twitter videos, saying, "Hello, Twitter world." He first talked about that he was somewhere. He was talking about the University of Delaware having a late spring break. So maybe he was in Delaware. We don't know. He was at a restaurant.
Why was he knowing when Delaware's spring break is? Someone get him away from these college kids, man.
So he was in public, I think at a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And then he was talking about some football thing, which I know nothing about. And then he said he was talking about Will Smith. And he was like, yeah, it was wrong, but I get it. And he was talking about like how every comedian back in the day had an O.J. Simpson routine and everything. And
he wanted to murder them.
Yeah, I mean, Norm MacDonald got fired from Saturday Night Live
for
back
making
in the
OJ
day.
Simpson joke.
Yeah, well, no, for making too many. So his some NBC network executive was friends with OJ Simpson, and he was like, "Hey, Norm, stop," and then he didn't, and then he got fired.
I think that's a flex, though. Good for him for not letting himself be censored. Stick it to the man. Once again, thank you for tuning into Study Break. I am your host, Jade Sewell.
I'm the voice editor, Daniel Kearns.
I'm the editor-in-chief, Angela Schmelzer. Hope you have a happy April Fool's Day.